97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. Big Papa in the morning in theaters now. Scream 4. Emma Roberts on the line. Emma, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Emma, you just woke up, didn't you?
I'm still in bed.
Oh, that a girl.
I don't function well before noon, but I have a lot of respect for you guys who wake up at the crack of dawn.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a lot of respect for you. Number one, rolling over and doing a radio interview, still in your jammies, still in your bed. I think that's fantastic. And number two, is there anybody you have to elbow out of the way and tell them to be quiet while you're doing this interview? Is the coast clear at this point?
No, my 10-year-old sister and I actually had a slumber party last night, so she's next to me laughing her head off right now that I have to do this.
That's hysterical. That's great.
She told me before, she goes, "Don't sound tired, Emma."
Emma, wake up. Well, tell 10-year-old sister to start making you coffee. Snap, snap, because you got a long day to go, okay? It's opening weekend for Scream 4. You got a lot of press to do. But seriously, Emma, you've been making the rounds. The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel, obviously hanging out with me first thing in the morning is really cool. Scream 4, obviously the franchise, when you got cast in this thing, it had to have been really, really exciting.
It was. It was one of those things that I auditioned for at the last minute, and I got cast later that day. And I just literally called everyone I knew and was, like, screaming on the phone, just absolutely in shock that I got the part.
Of course, the Scream franchise, Nev Campbell's back, David Arquette's back, Courtney Cox.
Everyone's back.
You know, Wes Craven is the mastermind behind it. And what I think makes Scream, the Scream, I almost said trilogy, but the Scream franchise so good is not only is it scary, it's got a little bit of gory, but it keeps your mind thinking, but there's also, you laugh. I've never been to a scary movie where you laugh so much. I think it's some of that endearing stuff that really keeps people coming back.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was, like, so confused reading the script because one minute I'd be like, oh, my God, that's terrifying. And the next minute I would be, like, literally laughing out loud. So it's one of those things that I think that adds to kind of the, you know, mind F, if you will, of it all.
Absolutely. We're talking to Emma Roberts, Scream 4 in theaters now. You can check her out online. EmmaRoberts.net. EmmaRoberts.net. Congratulations on not being a train wreck.
Oh, thank you so much. My mom congratulates me on that, like, every day.
Well, seriously, I mean, you started out with the Nickelodeon stuff, and you worked your way up. You know, you did the Hotel for Dogs and Nancy Drew and, you know, kind of the kiddie stuff. And now you're getting into the adult roles. You're like, what, 20, 21 now?
I'm 20, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of girls your age that had the success early and have started to try to make the turn into the adult roles don't necessarily find it that easy, and a lot of times they have some issues and glug glug so they have problems, you know, making it to work and getting cast and stuff. But you have been able to kind of forge through that and, you know, starting landing the adult roles and more of the edgier stuff and try to and definitely have broken away from, you know, your past at that point. So congratulations on being able to make your way through, which is, I would imagine, temptations everywhere.
Thank you so much. No, I mean, it's the kind of thing where I really want to be an actress. Like, I want it to be my job for the rest of my life. I don't want to be a celebrity for 5 minutes. So I kind of keep that in mind. And I have really, like, cool family and friends who would beat me up if I did any of that stuff.
It's Emma Roberts. Scream 4 is in theaters now. EmmaRoberts.net is the website. When I was doing research, when I knew you were coming on, I did some research on you. And I realized you have a lot of fan sites. Does that kind of creep you out?
I think it's awesome. I mean, there's some, like, really amazing sites out there that I almost feel guilty. I'm like, oh, my God, these people put so much time into this, and I don't even know them. It's really cool. But, I mean, yeah, of course, there's a couple of creepy ones. But they're, for the most part, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
you've arrived when you have, like, some sort of .com fan site, haven't you?
Seriously. Like there's different levels. Like, you know you mean something to the world when you have a Wikipedia page. You know you have a level of celebrity when you have fan pages. You know what I'm saying? You know you've hit a certain amount of recognition when you have X amount of people follow you on Twitter. And, you know, a lot of that stuff kind of goes. Are you active with the Twittering and the Facebooking and stuff like that? Is that something you like to do? It's kind of fun for you, or you just kind of do it because it's part of the gig?
I don't have Facebook or MySpace, so it's all fake me's. But I do have a Twitter. It's Roberts Emma, because someone took Emma Roberts. I mean, who does that? I have to have my last name first now, because someone won't give me Emma Roberts, which is my name.
That's crap.
But I Twitter, and I like to Twitter. Twittering's fun. It's something I do kind of, it's a half work Twitter, a half fun Twitter.
Nice. And that's cool. That way you get to kind of get out there, but you still have the privacy and you can kind of, you know, you can pick and choose how in you let everybody into your world, which is, especially with someone your age, you know.
Definitely. It's so funny because phones are so complicated these days. I was Twittering from my phone and I didn't realize it was like turning my location on, and I was like, no, turn it off. Don't say where I am. What is going on?
No. What's that? What kind of phone do you have?
I have a BlackBerry. I had an iPhone, but I dropped it and it shattered. And then I had another BlackBerry and I dropped it in the bathtub. So I kind of go through phones. It's a problem.
Well, make sure you get the insurance, number one. I think we figured that one out.
I'm always the person that's like, I don't need the insurance. No, thanks.
Yeah.
Like that person. And then later that day, it's just done. It's over.
Don't worry about it. I got the screen check coming in. I don't need the insurance. It's fine. P.S. P.S. BBM is one of the best things ever. I'm just saying. BBM is one of the best things ever. I love it. We're talking to Emma Roberts.
Too.
Oh, it's fantastic. Emma Roberts, Scream 4, in theaters now. All the cast of characters are back. Throw in Emma Roberts, and it's going to be the number one movie this weekend. I guarantee.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Awkward question, and I apologize in advance, but I have to ask. A lot of the stuff went down with David Arquette and Courtney Cox while the filming was going on. Did you see any of the stuff going on with them? Was there anything visible with tension or fighting or any of that stuff? Because I know that happened during the filming of the movie.
I mean, they were so awesome. Whatever was going on between them, obviously none of us knew specifics because that's not our business, but they would have us over to their house that they were staying in while we were shooting, and they'd make us dinner, and they were so cool. So, you know, and even now, I saw them the other day. We were all doing press, and they were eating lunch together. So whatever's going on, they definitely are keeping it cool, which I really respect.
Absolutely, because, I mean, going through something as hard as a divorce is or a separation, and then you throw
in...
Yeah, then you throw in the paparazzi.
And then you throw in another Scream movie. I mean, yeah. My God.
Absolutely. You were talking about Twitter a little bit and like, location and stuff like that. With you dating, I don't know if you're dating anybody or not, but with you dating or going out and stuff like that, paparazzi, do you factor that in when you make your plans to be social? Like, try to avoid them kind of a deal?
You know, I probably should more often, but I don't. paparazzi, they're a nightmare. If you go out with someone that's your friend, you're dating and possibly engaged by the next morning.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you never know what you and your guy friend will be when you wake up. It's like I've called some of my friends saying, you're my new boyfriend. And they're my guy friend who's gay. And they're like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I get this. I mean, I'm the morning radio guy here. And people see me out with girl X. And all of a sudden, we're sleeping together. I'm ruining marriages.
Baby.
Oh, absolutely. I'm baby daddy. I got to be cutting checks now. It's amazing. We're talking to Emma Roberts, Scream 4. It's in theaters now. EmmaRoberts.net is the website. Roberts Emma on Twitter, at her. Before you go, and I appreciate the time this morning, quick six.
Totally.
It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Oh, sweet. Let's do it.
All right, Emma Roberts, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Modern Family, it was America's Next Top Model before it ended, and obviously Pretty Little Liars.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbies.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
The soundtrack to Country Strong.
You are going on a road trip. You stop at the convenience store. What are your go-to snacks?
Spicy Hot Cheetos and Vita Coco.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Lips.
Favorite toy as an adult?
My iPad, definitely.
What's your go-to app?
Angry Birds. My little sister and I were up once till literally 3 in the morning trying to beat the game of Angry Birds, and we didn't, and I'm so frustrated.
Emma Roberts, Scream 4, in theaters now. Go check it out. Number one movie this weekend, I guarantee. Emma, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much. It was nice talking to you.
Absolutely.
Have a great morning.
We will hook up on Twitter, and I'm glad I was a good start to your morning for a very busy,
you
busy
were
weekend.
A great start. Thank you.
You're my favorite, Emma.
Bye.
Bye. Emma Roberts, everybody.
Yes, favorite.
You're my favorite. I love it.
Thank
Emma
you.
Roberts, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Pop in the morning on Kiss FM. I'm her favorite.